This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster. Coming up, the 9/11 report as literature. But first, in Iraq today, a minibus blew up in the town of Bakuba, north of Baghdad. The explosion near a police station and a market killed scores of people and wounded dozens more. Joining us from the Iraqi capital is NPR's Anne Garrels. Hi, Anne.
Hi. How are you?
All right. Anne, what more can you tell us about this attack today?
Well, it was an enormous blast. It was time for maximum effect. It hit mid-morning when the streets were crowded, the nearby market full. It exploded right outside a police station where recruits line up for jobs. This area has been hit again and again. The death toll was particularly high today because a passing bus with 21 passengers was caught in the inferno. The police station, which, as I say, has been hit several times, is now barricaded with blast walls, so it wasn't damaged.
But you think that the target was the police station, despite the fact that so many civilians were killed?
It was the police station, but I think it, as much as anything, is symbolic. They can't reach the police station, but they're making their point by detonating it right outside. And they were targeting recruits who line up outside waiting to get jobs.
Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, has been threatening to crush the insurgents since he took office at the end of June. What does this say about the durability of this insurgency?
You know, I have to say I've been in Bakuba quite a lot of late, and if it's any example, the general population there seems to be giving Iyad Alawi a bit of a honeymoon. Many of these people are Sunnis. Many of them feel disenfranchised. Many of them were in Saddam Hussein's security forces. They've suffered because of de-Ba'athification. There's a lot of unemployment. But the more insurgents are hitting Iraqis and not the so-called occupation force, the more people are questioning what their intentions are. The insurgents, in some ways, are beginning to lose their raison d'etre there, because increasingly it's Iraqis, policemen, National Guard, who were on the streets, who were doing the patrolling, and this has gone down very well with the population, who are seeing less and less of the Americans.
Are the Iraqi authorities saying anything about who was responsible for this attack today?
No, they never do.
Do you have any ideas about who might have been responsible?
You know, it's very murky. It could be former Ba'athists. It could be any number of cells that have formed, about which we frankly know very little. It does appear that more and more it is Iraqis doing this, not so much the foreign insurgents that have been blamed for many of these things, including the Jordanian terrorist Zarqawi.
Mm-hmm.
He may be organizing his own people, but frankly, we don't know.
And the reaction of ordinary Iraqis in Bakuba and elsewhere?
Well, you know, a lot of people are still sitting on the fence as far as this new government goes. But the more that the insurgents are targeting Iraqi policemen, and the more the occupation seems to be receding, if not disappearing, it's beginning to backfire a little. It's hard to know exactly how much. But there's no question that I've talked to former Ba'athists who supported the insurgents probably 2 months ago, who now say, well, we're waiting to see what the new government does. Are they going to provide jobs? Jobs are key. People want jobs and a way to support their families.
So is there less of this reaction that we've seen over the past year, blaming the Americans each time a bomb goes off?
Absolutely. I was in Bakuba many times when there were car bombs in the past, when the U.S. forces were front and center, and they immediately said it's the Americans' fault. They did it, or they were responsible for it in some way. Now, today in Bakuba, you're hearing, why are they killing Iraqis? They being who are this mysterious, these insurgents.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.